You're listening to an Epic Film Guys Cinema Beat Minisode.
Big news in the world of film today. Golden Globe nominations are here, and I know you were excited about this because I didn't get a chance to read these until right before the show because I'm just so busy and my phone, I don't have necessarily the greatest standard package anymore or anything like that. So I know you're super duper excited to talk about the Golden Globe nominations. So why don't you kind of open it up and let us know what you're thinking about it?
Okay, well, yeah, they were released this morning. We posted them to the page. And as always, based on the stuff we post on the page, it got very little anything from our followers because I feel like, I mean, this is something special to us. We love award season. We love Golden Globes, even more so the Oscars. But I was excited about it. Shall we go through the list?
Oh, good for you!
Or should we just skim through?
You know what? I say we go through it quickly. We won't dwell on a lot of stuff because you and I both have not seen a number of these films, so we can't really comment on like what we hope will win out of everything because we can only talk about maybe like one or two, maybe three films per category. So
All right. So you know, there are some noticeable snubs, obviously, that are majorly present throughout.
I am fucking floored that Greta Gerwig is not nominated for Best Director.
So we'll get to that part. So floor. I'm just going to go down
floor.
Each category and notice throughout the nominees here. So Best Picture in the drama category, we have Call Me By Your Name, Dunkirk, The Post, The Shape of Water, and of course, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. That's the Best Picture drama category. Best Picture comedy or musical, The Disaster Artist, Get Out, The Greatest Showman, I, Tanya, Lady Bird.
You know what? Just take Get Out of this category, put it in Best Picture, and move Three Billboards down to Best Comedy or Musical because they're both much better fits in those different categories, I feel.
I know. Seriously. Best performance by...
I'll be the guy just to jump on this really quick. I have not seen anything else except for Lady Bird that's nominated for comedy or musical. I want Disaster Artist to win there. I don't know if it will, but I want it to win there.
Best performance by an actor in a motion picture drama. That's Timothy Chalamet for Call Me By Your Name. Daniel Day-Lewis for Phantom Thread, which I've watched so many trailers for that. And at this point, I'm still kind of not understanding why I shouldn't be excited for that. I don't know what's going on with that. Tom Hanks for The Post. Gary Oldman for Darkest Hour, and Denzel Washington for Roman J. Israel.
I have seen none of those.
Okay. I haven't either, actually, so let's not worry about that. Best performance by an actress in a motion picture drama. Jessica Chastain for Molly's Game, Sally Hawkins for The Shape of Water, and I have to tell you, oh my God, is she fucking amazing in that movie.
Can't wait to see it. So excited to see that movie.
This weekend. I'll keep my mouth closed about it because I know you haven't had a chance to see it. Of course, Frances McDormand for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. That was a given.
So
Meryl Streep for The Post and Michelle Williams for All the Money in the World. Obviously, I've only seen two of those films in that list. Best performance by an actor in a motion picture, musical, or comedy. We have Steve Carell in Battle of the Sexes, Ansel Elgort for Baby Driver, which I was extremely shocked to see his name on
really
this list.
I was really surprised, yep.
But, you know, pretty cool. Pretty cool to see him in there. James Franco for The Disaster Artist.
Yes.
Who's going to win and who needs to win? Hugh Jackman for The Greatest Showman. And Daniel Kaluuya for Get Out, who was fantastic in the film. So props on that nomination. The next category, Nick, is Best Performance by an Actress in a Motion Picture, Musical or Comedy. We have Judi Dench for Victoria and Abdul. We have Helen Mirren for The Leisure Seeker, Margot Robbie for I, Tanya, which I'll be seeing this Wednesday.
You Saoirse Ronan
for Lady Bird, who was brilliant in that film.
Oh,
so glad
good.
To see her nominated. And Emma Stone in Battle of the Sexes, which I have not seen that yet. Mm. So, yep. Best Performance by an Actor in a Supporting Role in a Motion Picture. We have Willem Dafoe in The Florida Project, which I've heard nothing but great things. Loisaw said it was one of his favorite movies of the year.
Nomination. Look at that.
Man, and I've heard he was fantastic in it, so I really can't wait to see that. We've got Armie Hammer for Call Me By Your Name, which that film got some hate in our comment section today because of the subject matter. So whatever.
I love you, Wes.
Richard Jenkins for The Shape of Water. Christopher Plummer for All the Money in the World, and Sam Rockwell, God, I love him, for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
I've got a comment there about Plummer being nominated for All the Money in the World, and I'm going to be super pissed because I haven't seen the film, obviously, and he, of course, very, very much publicized, came in to replace Kevin Spacey after Ridley Scott decided
it's been
they were
like a month and a half,
all
dude.
Of his scenes.
A month and a half.
And then they throw him in this film, and I've already seen the recut trailer with Christopher Plummer in it, and Christopher Plummer's a fantastic actor, but if he wins this as some kind of... I just don't want it to be like a political statement for him to win that award. You know, I don't want that to happen.
Richard Jenkins is brilliant in The Shape of Water, but I honestly have a deep feeling, even though I haven't seen The Florida Project, just based on what the word that I've heard, and that it's so great. And Willem Dafoe has been criminally underrated for so many years.
Oh, he has. He
and
really
I feel
has.
Like, I have a feeling it's going to be between Dafoe and Sam Rockwell. That's just me throwing shit out here, so we'll see what happens. Yeah, but we'll go from there. And best performance, Nick, by an actress in a supporting role in a motion picture. We have Mary J. Blige in Mudhound, Hong Chau in Downsizing, Allison Janney in I, Tonya, Laurie Metcalf, yeah, right there up for you, Nick, for Lady Bird, and Octavia Spencer for The Shape of Water. Man, I'm so glad to see Laurie nominated here for Lady Bird. And for me, I've seen a couple of these movies. I'm hoping she gets it, but I still have to see I, Tonya to really make my decision.
I've heard so many things about Allison Janney and I, Tonya, and the trailers, her in the trailers. I mean, it's Allison Janney. She is always incredible. So I don't know. I can't decide on this one yet. But I mean, obviously, Laurie Metcalf is a huge early front runner for me on that one.
Okay. So this next category,
how
Nick,
is Boss Baby fucking nominated in this category?
Dude, that's a big snub here. How the hell is Lego Batman not in this category and Boss Baby is?
Jesus
Seriously.
Christ.
All right, so we have Best Animated Film nominations. The Boss Baby, yes, oh my God. Okay, The Breadwinner, Coco, Ferdinand, and Loving Vincent. Okay, so I have seen none of those. It is what it is.
I did see what am I doing? God damn it.
You're mouthing it. You're mouthing it instead of clicking buttons. So neither Nick or I have seen any of these.
No,
right?
I've seen I think I watched the CinemaSins for Boss Baby. That's probably as much of it as I'll ever see as well.
I remember waiting for the advanced screening of Kong Skull Island. Like when we saw the advanced screening, Loisos and I, when I had to drive like an hour to see that, and there was a poster for Boss Baby and he kept saying how it creeped him out so much. And I kept busting his balls saying it was one of his most anticipated of the year. And he said that film will never amount to anything. Well, guess what, Loisos? It just got nominated for a fucking Golden Globe. So that's something.
Suck these, a dick, these, Loisos. Wait a minute. Wait, I have a button for that.
You have a button for that one too. Yeah. He may have. This category, we may have something to talk about with this one. Best Director in Motion Picture. Guillermo del Toro for The Shape of Water. Very well deserved. Martin McDonagh for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Christopher Nolan for Dunkirk. Ridley Scott for All the Money in the World. God, man, he just made Alien Covenant. So that tells me
I
shouldn't care about that.
His name popping up on this list. Finish the list first. We'll talk about this
one. And Steven Spielberg for The Post, which of course I can't wait to see because it's Spielberg.
Spielberg's when Spielberg Hollywood does royalty, good, Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep in a fucking film together. Like I am super excited to see that.
And they're
that.
Both nominated as
but
well.
How
all three
is
are nominated.
Greta fucking Gerwig. And I know you've seen it. I haven't seen it, but I know you've seen it. Jordan Peele is also notably absent from this category.
It's hard to say, honestly, because I haven't seen All the Money in the World. But if I looked at this list now and I had my say, it'd be really hard for me to actually choose between Greta and Jordan because I feel like both films are equally as important. They're very different films, but I enjoyed them both. I would probably have to say Get Out still above Lady Bird for me. As far as my favorite films of the year, I have not compiled my list, so don't quote me on that. But that's the only thing I can think of. I get why Nolan's in here. Okay.
And I get why Martin McDonagh's in here. And from what I've heard about Shape of Water, I even get why Del Toro's in here.
Del Toro has to be in here. Make no mistake. Del Toro has to be in here.
Hollywood loves to play politics. Okay. So play fucking politics for once in your fucking lives. Hollywood is so like just kind of tossed over the couple years about not being diverse enough and not recognizing women enough. Spielberg's Hollywood royalty. Spielberg is amazing. We all love Spielberg. Get him the fuck out of here. I don't care how great The Post is. Get him the fuck out of here and give this spot to Greta Gerwig.
Get him.
She at least deserves this category.
Steven out. Get and Steven you know out. What? Get and Ridley
I'll say,
out.
I haven't even seen Get Out. I haven't seen All the Money in the World, but I'll say get Ridley Scott out of here and put Jordan Peele in here just to That's diversify this category. Yeah. You know, because, I mean, God fucking, especially Greta Gerwig. Lady Bird is a phenomenal fucking film. It is incredible.
Brilliant
and the
film.
Fact that she is
Brilliant
not
film.
Nominated here is a crime. It is a
well,
fucking
we're
crime.
We're going to get to the next list, though, Nick. We're going to get to the next list. So we'll comment on that in a moment here. So. Best Screenplay Motion Picture, Del Toro and Vanessa Taylor for The Shape of Water. Greta Gerwig for Lady Bird. So that's there. So I'm glad. If that wasn't there, I was going to get pissed. Liz Hanna and Josh Singer for The Post. Martin McDonagh for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. And, of course, Aaron Sorkin for Molly's Game, which is Sorkin's directorial
debut.
And I bet
you because of the snub in director, Gerwig wins here for screenplay. I'm willing to bet you. I am willing
I
to bet
it.
You hard cash money because everybody else is nominated elsewhere. But really, Lady Bird, aside from Saoirse Ronan's nomination for Best Actress, is nowhere. And Gerwig really deserves to be
well,
in that
well,
director
other,
category.
Other than Laurie Metcalf, of course.
Yeah, you're so, right. I mean, and Laurie Metcalf. But God, Gerwig deserves a nomination so bad for this. God, that movie is incredible.
No, I know. I totally agree with you. Like, again, going back to the last category for Best Director Motion Picture, if I had my way, I would just slice off Spielberg. We already know. Like, the guy already... I just watched that documentary about him, which I hadn't talked about on the show, like, a month ago. And it's brilliant. And he's one of the best that has ever lived. And there's no question about it. Like, give it a rest. And Ridley Scott, dude, he made Alien Covenant this year.
Well,
so fuck off.
Here's,
I don't care. I don't care how
thing.
Good it is.
If Ridley Scott's nominated for Best Director for All the Money in the World, where is its Best Picture nomination? Oh, that's right. It didn't fucking get one. So fuck Ridley
just
Scott.
Got an acting nomination.
In there.
God I know.
Damn it.
I know. Well, we'll see. Well, here's the thing.
God damn it.
I know. It's frustrating. Let's get to the last category, which it is what it is. It's Best Original Score Motion Picture Three Billboards
this is also
Outside
called
Ebbing,
the,
Missouri.
Best category that Dan Brennick does not care about.
The Shape of Water, Phantom Thread, The Post, and Dunkirk. So for me, out of these, it's got to be hard. Because I love Hans Zimmer. I adore him. But his Dunkirk score was probably not my favorite thing about the film, and it's definitely not one of my favorite scores. Where the Shape
it's
of Water
definitely
score...
definitely not my favorite Zimmer score.
Yeah. The score in The Shape of Water really benefited the film majorly. It felt like the film wouldn't have worked without it. Whereas Dunkirk, you couldn't...
I don't know how you feel about this, but... Of all the elements of Three Billboards, I can't really recall the score all that much.
Well, no, it's not memorable. I was just going to say that as well.
I can't
as a
really
comment
recall
to that
it
one.
All that much.
I loved that film. I adored it. But the score didn't do anything for me to enhance it, where The Shape of Water... Del Toro's films are always so personal to him, and they always have such a strong feeling to them. It's his sensibilities, which the music is such a huge part of. And his visuals match... the music always they're so perfectly
How
matched
in the fuck
together
is Greta Gerwig not nominated for Best Director? I can't get past that. I can't get around that in my headspace. It makes me so fucking angry. I'm gonna play
Dude,
it
she
I'm
wrote
playing
it
Justin I can't not do it. I have to do it.
Shut up. Shut up.
No.
Wrong.
Now shut the fuck up and let me do my
shut
job
up. Stop it, you wing, you.
I get it. It's only the Golden Globes, but the Academy Awards had better write this fucking wrong. I don't, like I said, I don't know if this is a political point, you know, because they want to make a point about Spacey and whatever. Like, I haven't seen All the Money in the World. I really want to. It looks really good. I'm really excited to see it, but fuck you. Greta Gerwig belongs in this category. Like I said, if All the Money in the World, where's its nomination? Where is it? Why isn't it nominated for Best Picture? I don't care. I'm pissed. I why is Greta Gerwig not nominated is my question, because she is incredible. And you also you noted when you sent this to me, notable snubs, Patty Jenkins, fuck Wonder Woman in the ass. I don't give a fuck.
No, I totally disagree with you. I totally disagree with you because
even if you love Wonder Woman, I don't think it belongs. I don't think that she belongs in the dress.
I get it. But her direction is what makes that film so good. So not fucking in the ass because it Shut
I still don't think
up.
She right belongs here. In that I'm... conversation. I still don't. I still don't think she belongs in that conversation.
I think she does because she still made one of the best comic book movies of the last 5 years.
What she did in that film
is
remarkable. I will never
exactly.
ever
so
take that
away
from
her. There you go. Hashtag remarkable. Keep it at that.
Don't
keep
you hashtag that. Things that I fucking say. Fuck you.
No, 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 I'm going to. The key thing is I was going to get to this. I never expected it to happen, but it is noticeable in the fact that a lot of people were expecting it. It's not a film that I feel like will get any awards love or nominations or anything like that.
And you know what? But you know whose fault that is? It has nothing to do with Patty Jenkins. It has everything to do with Warner Brothers and DC Films. It has nothing to do with her or her talents as a director. So I that's probably unfair, but I mean, because of studio interference and because of DC
those
films,
kinds of films
doing
never
what they do.
Those kinds of films never get nominated for anything right. other than special effects.
You're right.
So again, I never expected it, but a lot of people they were backing it, and they're really, you know, they have a lot of weight in that because they loved the movie and I loved the movie. You can say what you want about it, you can disagree with me all you want, but there's a reason why I love that movie. Aside from the generic qualities that it has, it's because it takes a powerful woman. And it's inspiring and heroic, and not every comic book movie I get is like that. We get so many rehashes, it's always the same thing, and I felt something when I watched that movie. I felt emotion, I felt
I will definitely
a sense of
give
power.
You that. Not every comic book film has that sense of inspiration that
exactly.
That,
so that,
that
that's
Woman
why
does.
That's why, you know, it harkens back to Donner Superman to me, but we won't go any further than that. Like, that was just one on the list outside of Jordan Peele and Greta Gerwig that I noticed immediately that were snubs, obviously. And we'll see how this all plays out. I know who I'm kind of wanting to win based on what I've seen now, but yeah. Obviously we've got some movies to see before.
I'm so far
awards.
Behind the eight ball on this. I've like I said, I've seen maybe one or two films for each category tops. So it's still so far out for me to judge, but I mean, like I said, I am super pissed that Greta Gerwig is not in the conversation for best director because goddamn Lady Bird is incredible. And
it certainly is, yeah.
It belongs in the conversation of one of the best films of the year, if not one of the best films of the past several years.
And you know, and I know you're going to have to do this. I told you to do it for Never Seen It in November. At least do yourself that favor that before we get to this time period, before the award season
actually
hit, watch Get Out.
I will put it in audio right now. I will watch Get Out before the Globes. Before the Globes, which will be sometime in January. You did. You gave me the digital code for it. I still have it.
Okay, cool. Cool, man.
I haven't
used it yet. Just making sure that
I
remember. But so those, ladies and gentlemen, are the nominations for the 75th annual. That's right. 75th annual Golden Globe Awards. And I'm excited to watch.
Whole bunch of fucking dudes up in that best director category.
A lot of people actually mentioned this, and I want your opinion on this before we move on, because I know we have a lot more to do here. What do you think about Logan not being mentioned too? Because that's one for me that I'm kind of questioning, because for me, I felt like that was a great character drama. I felt like
Year. It's already left their memories. It's already left their minds. And it's not that film does not have a oh God, such a great performance from Hugh Jackman. It really, really does. And you know, it's not that it doesn't really. It's not your typical comic book film, and it deserves recognition for that. But I mean, it also isn't perfect, and it also does have its flaws. And I can see it not standing up. Like I said, it came out in March. So I mean, it's far from the minds of award season voters who are going to have these kinds of films much fresher in their minds.
Maybe they remedied that by giving Jackman the nomination for Best Performance in Musical or Comedy for The Greatest Showman, which I know that we talked about in the show. I don't give a shit how cheesy it looks. I'm definitely still interested in giving it a watch.
I cannot wait to see it because it's a musical and I fucking love my musicals. Go fuck yourself,
exactly.
Paul. Suck a
exactly.
fucking dick.
How so dare you. Maybe no, that's how they remedied it. But the...
Network. You can check out more shows like it at oddfixnetwork.com.